So there are two types of badges that you can earn on the Chrome Web Store, and they are featured badges and established publisher badges. And as you might expect, badges cannot be purchased, they've got to be earned. So you can't pay extra, you can't be a sponsored extension. Google just awards these, depending on various factors, to various extensions. And whilst I don't think they'll make or break the popularity of your extension, it's always good for users to see a nice tick next to the extension's title, just to boost their confidence that it is a legit Chrome extension. So let's have a look at these in more detail now. So the featured badge is recognition for extensions that meet high standards. The Chrome Web Store team reviews each of the extensions before giving them the featured badge. If you want the featured badge, then you're going to need to adhere to best practices, give your users a great experience, and use the latest versions of the platform's APIs. So I'll give you an example of this in a second after we've been through the established publisher badge, which showcases verified identity and compliance. And this one is automatically given to publishers who meet these two conditions, so they've had their identity verified and they have a solid positive track record with Google services and compliant to policies. So on KDP Wizard, we have the publisher badge. Created by the owner of the listed website, the publisher has a good record with no history of violations. So that's good. And then I just picked out this random one from the Chrome Web Store, Momentum-Daily Inspirational Photos and Quotes. So this one also has the publisher badge, but it also has the featured badge. It follows recommended practices for Chrome extensions. Now this featured badge, you might think you have to have a super popular Chrome extension to earn this featured badge, but actually you don't. I've seen tiny Chrome extensions like this one that's got the featured badge, even though it hasn't got the publisher badge. And this thing is old, last updated January 28, 2018. And as you can see, it's only got one user and one review, but yeah, still it's featured. So I don't know what goes into the criteria for that. And there's not much you can do to influence it. Perhaps if you felt it was important to you, you could get in touch with Google and ask them to consider your extension for a featured badge. But in my opinion, I don't think it's that important. So yeah, those are the featured and publisher badges. Okay, that's the end of this lesson, and I'll see you in the next one.